What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you no, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal. All right. Welcome to the hot seat. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You watched the hot seat, right?
I have.
What do you think about the hot seat?
I think the hot seat is an opportunity for people to get confirmation. Because a lot of times when people come, it's like they kind of already know what to do in their head. Mm-hmm. But they just be wanting someone to, like, criticize them, really.
You're so sweet. This is going to make it hard for me, man.
I'm not sweet. Give it to me.
Okay.
Where you from?
I'm from Mississippi.
What part?
Prentice. Prentice? Small town, yeah.
How many people? What's the population in Prentice?
I graduated with 27 people in my class.
27 people?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
All right. So just grab me another hat so like people don't think it's the same day we're recording. Give me the yellow one.
What about me?
Because I mean, but you're only on two. This is my third episode for the day. So yeah, that works. No, that's cool. Take yellow. Yellow's fine. All right. Put on my yellow hat. This is when I mean business. Thank you. All right, cool. Dream, let's get to it. Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Okay. So my name is Takeith Lynn. I go by Dream. I've been having an e-commerce store since I was 16 years old. So like back in 2016. So it was before like entrepreneur became popular.
Good.
I graduated from Texas Southern University and I majored in accounting. So I went like to try the accounting route, not because I wanted to, but because my family felt like, you know, you got to go to school, you got to get a job, you got to get married. And I just didn't want to go that route. Mm. But I still ended up graduating, you know, doing it. But trying to balance entrepreneurship in school was hard. Mm. And I ended up slacking on entrepreneurship and finishing school. So
you have a job now?
Mm-mm, no, I don't have a
full-time
job.
Entrepreneur?
Yes.
Good. And what do you sell?
A lot of stuff. So I have like eight businesses, but my main business
is
custom.
Eight businesses?
Yes. But the main one is custom jewelry.
Are you wearing the custom jewelry right now?
No, it's in my purse though.
Can I see it?
Yeah, of course.
They make custom jewelry.
I don't make it.
I'm curious about the other seven though.
So I sell custom jewelry. That's one. And then I sell a book I made. It's called Can't Get Over You. And then the rest of them is digital products.
Hmm. Yeah, let me see the book. How much money do you make?
So not a lot at all. I just kind of came out of a dark stage in life, and I'm just now pretty much getting back into it because when the coronavirus came, I went through, like, a lot. And so I'm just now trying to.
So you put people's names on these bracelets and things like that?
Yes.
And so that way they can, like, kids, families.
Whatever, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Five. This is, okay. You got to tell me. You got to explain this
okay,
book.
Okay, so I have a quote page. I have like five quote pages. So one of the quote pages is about, it's called He Ain't Shit For Real. And so the book is pretty much saying I can't get over you with quotes since I have a quote page. So that's what the book is for.
Because one of the quotes, that I just flipped open the book and that was the first one.
And you've been in a relationship since you was 16?
We've been on and off.
Yeah, clearly.
This is motivated by.
It's
a toxic situation. You would.
Well, not.
And it's his and her dream collection. And then you got a book about how to get over a man. And you tell him, like, call him a bitch and say he ain't shit.
So if you follow me on all my social media pages, I have a different personality literally for each page. Literally, every single page is a different character.
Whoa. So this first page said, it ain't even no intro to the book. Like, there's the book.
It's just straight into it.
You get straight into it. It's just, maybe I broke my own heart, but blamed you. Another page says, I keep breaking my own heart trying to get this relationship to work, but clearly, it isn't meant to work. Why waste your time? Why did you give up on us? I let you slide too many times. That's the whole page. I let you slide too many times. That's the whole page. There's nothing else. Even after all the pain you caused, I still want you back. All right. You want to just check it out a little bit? You think I play? There's like a sentence on each page. Okay. There's a lot of ways we can go with this one.
And then the other business I sell is waist trainers, and it's a fitness page.
What does your boyfriend do?
He do solar.
He make money, don't he?
Yeah, heavy. Yeah.
He makes 6 figures. Y'all live together?
Yeah, we stay together.
Yep. Because you don't make no money on these businesses, do you?
That one, I have made over $500,000. But when the coronavirus came.
$500,000 with these joints?
Yes. But when the coronavirus came, I scammed. But it wasn't intentionally.
Whoa.
No, I'm telling the truth. Like, I'm telling the truth. And I was getting caught there for a long time. And that's why
Whoa. Let me gather my thoughts. Let me get myself together. Okay. So during the pandemic, you scammed.
No, that's what they called me. But I can explain. So when I was in college, I was doing my business on my dorm room. Said the name. I hope we cross it out. But I was doing my business out of my dorm room, but I got kicked out because the RA that was like my assistant, she came in my room and she stole like all the inventory and stuff. Like, she, you know, RAs have keys to the room. So she came in my room, she stole everything. And I went to social media venting about it, and I ended up having to go to a hearing at school, and I got kicked out. And so I ended up transferring and moving to Houston.
Hold on, you got kicked out because you told on the person who stole from you?
Because I went on social media. I mean, today I wish I can go back and defend myself, but like, I was young, I didn't know no better. But they say it was a defamation of character. Even though I never said her name. No, it really wasn't crazy. I just told the story about what she did. I didn't say her name, what school I went to, or nothing.
But she stole your products.
Uh-huh.
And everybody who bought from you.
That was the first loss. But we ended up being able to make up with that because of the profit margin was high. And then I ended up moving to Houston, and then I was working on my room, and I ended up making a lot of money, like probably like six figures within like 3 months. And so I ended up getting a warehouse. And after that, stuff went crazy.
What went crazy?
So, okay, I was working on my dorm room, and then I moved to Houston, got my own apartment, but I had like suite mates in the room. I ended up buying my friend room out because we ended up outgrowing those rooms. Then I ended up getting a warehouse. It was 4,000 square feet. It was really cheap because the coronavirus, like, it was in the early stages or whatever. Hold up, bad track. Before the coronavirus, it was in China. The China could not ship my stuff. That went on for like 6 months, 7 months. They could not ship my stuff. But the United States didn't hear nothing about the coronavirus. So when I used to tell our customers, like, hey, I can't ship our products, they used to be like, you know, you're a scammer and going on the internet with it. So,
oh, you pre-sold them.
Because they have to be custom made. So they have to, I can't, it's not a product like this where I can buy a whole book of it because everything is custom. So they pretty much have to go on the website, put in what they want. We send in the order form and then the vendor make it. So they was in the process of making it. But when China shut down, it was like they shut down, couldn't do nothing like at all. And they didn't even know what was going on because it was literally new to everyone. And so people started.
How much were you selling these for?
Back in the day, I was selling for $10. It's a marketing strategy behind it. I'll tell you later.
And how much do it cost to make it?
$3.80. Yes, but it used to be $3, but due to the story, they went up on the prices.
But $3, and that was with shipping directly to you, and then you got to ship it to them?
Yeah.
So then you would get it, repackage it, ship it to the customer.
Well, at first in the beginning, yes. They used to, like, on the back of your order number, we used to have, didn't have the order number. So we used to have, like, thousands of necklaces. We used to have to sit there and look at it, put in alphabetical order, and package out orders. But now we have a system where, like, we can knock it out quick.
So you're doing them now? Mm-hmm. How much money you make now?
I'm not pushing it now, but last month, I think we made, like, $2,000. Black Friday, we made $10,000. And then Christmas, I think we made, like, $8,000. But like I said, I'm literally, like, if you look at Instagram, I'm not pushing it. They're just off organic. Just people knowing the business from over the time.
You made $500,000 from these joints.
Yes, in 2020.
Did you end up delivering, though?
No.
They never got the product.
So when the coronavirus happened, the vendor, let me explain, because it was like 4 years ago. When the coronavirus came, right, the vendor was like, they couldn't ship us our product. I thought they was lying, too. You know, I never heard of no coronavirus or nothing. So then, when I was telling my customers, they was like, you know, you're a scammer. They go on the internet with it. You know, I'm seeing it, you know, especially people from my hometown. Because, like I said, city small. So the fact that I made it out, I'm in Houston, you know, penthouse, nice car, you know, warehouse. It's like the fact that they seen me fail, it was like they was really going hard on. They made fake pages about me and everybody was coming on and laughing and like, oh, you think you better than this? Like, you know, all that stuff. So it kind of like messing with my confidence a little bit. And so when the vendor finally was able to ship our stuff, that's when the United States was shut down. So now we're going on about like a whole lot of months before we was able to get the product. And then when we got the products, guess what? Shopify paused all my payments. I didn't have access to none of the money. So we was in a bind. Then so I had a warehouse.
How much did you make in that time frame when your vendors was there? You did half in a year, but how much was sitting in that Shopify when you made that money and placed some orders to them vendors?
Shopify was holding about 80,000.
Okay. And how much did you release and how much did you pay the vendors? Did you get the money from Shopify and then you pay the vendors? Do you go directly to the vendors and put the orders in and have to pay them?
The Shopify deposited the money to the bank account and then we put in the order form and send the money to the vendor.
At a percentage. So why didn't you just give them their money back and do a refund?
How? Shopify was back then. Shopify now lets you refund a customer, but when they hold your money, they trying to investigate and all that stuff. But remind you, it's been a couple of months. I can't see nobody their product. The vendor got half of the money. Shopify got the other money on hold. Then I got a warehouse. I got employees. Like, and remind you, I'm young. I'm like 20. It's like, I didn't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then people, coronavirus happened. People wasn't coming away. They were using it as an excuse, couldn't ship products. It just was a lot of me being young, not knowing, me not realizing I don't really have a system, and just me realizing that, like, I thought I had it, but then when stuff go wrong, you realize, like, dang, you really need to get it together, figure it out. But, and then after that, my landlord ended up kicking us out the warehouse after I put, like, $80,000 in the building.
Why did he kick you out?
His reason was, and I literally have it on recording, he said that I painted his walls black, which he was the one who gave me the painter, and he told me that I was young and, like, I don't know what I'm doing. He gonna put somebody in the building who knows how to take care of it and stuff like that. But it really, to me, I feel like it was a racist thing, to be honest, and also gender, because he was like saying that I'm a like little girl, like I don't know what I'm doing.
Gotcha.
But I feel like he gave it to me during coronavirus because I feel like people wasn't really buying properties and stuff then, so he just gave it to me. And then I feel like when the coronavirus almost over with, it's like, you don't fix this building up. I got people trying to get in building, so you got to leave.
I got you. All right, so let's get into today. Mm-hmm. You have 8 businesses.
Mm-hmm.
This one makes $2,000 a month.
That one is like my heart at home, which I feel like is going to like make it out. But the other ones are just, I just don't want to be in position, because when I lost that income, that's all I had. And I ended up having to lose everything and move back home.
But your boo take care of y'all, though.
Yeah, now we wasn't together during that stage.
Oh, but after you lost everything, you went back to him?
No, actually, no.
Kinda.
He didn't, what he doing now, he wasn't doing that. I put him on it.
Okay, all right, good. All right, so what's your biggest issue right now?
My biggest issue right now is trying to figure out which route to go, because I have a lot going on. Like, loan companies we owe money to, my name still put on hold, the business.
Who'd you get a loan from?
When the coronavirus fell, I owed like a lot of money and I was trying to fix it, so I ended up taking loans out from brokers. Mm-hmm. So they have a UCC filing against the business name now. So that's that.
Should she go bankrupt?
I don't think so.
It ain't gonna necessarily get rid of everything. She got a lot of things.
I thought that's how it works. You go bankrupt and...
I don't think I should go bankrupt because I know the product could sell and I could just pay off the debt.
How much you owe?
Altogether, probably like $80,000.
Okay.
But a lot of companies are willing to sell it for like 30% of what I took out.
Oh, gotcha.
And okay, you took it out, not you and your boo.
I wasn't with him.
So he ain't helping you pay that back?
He helping me right now, but not... We've kind of done put that business LLC to the side until I can come this back one and figure out. It's still operating, but just not.
So what are we doing for money? What are we doing for money right now?
Money right now. I have debt, but I don't consider it money because I'm not.
You got a boyfriend.
Okay, so let me.
I mean, I'm not trying to be offensive. Like, it's.
No, you're completely right. My boyfriend, he take.
See? Care, he I, take I'll care be of knowing.
Me. But so since he take care of me, I sell my product at $1. Because right now I'm trying to retarget my customers. I'm trying to get the thing out there. And we also have an affiliate program.
Hold on, but it costs $3.
Yeah, shipping $12. So we make our profit from shipping, but people don't think that. They're just thinking, oh, I'm getting $1 profit.
So you sell them for a dollar. First off, she's mad smart.
Oh, you ain't
smart. I kind of want to have her on the team.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm listening to her, and what I realize is this, and this is a learning lesson for everybody, is that a learning lesson is that you're young, you're 25 now.
Mm-hmm.
Experience and maturity from the experiences that you have is what help people become great business owners.
Right.
And it's the experiences that you've had are amazing, because that's why I keep asking you questions of different learning lessons that you have from experience. But one thing that I don't see you doing is like accountability in ways you messed up,
mm-hmm,
and ways that you need to improve. You got a slick woe is me, but I hear you saying I'm identifying I need systems, but I feel like the identifying I need systems and things like that sit in place because you want us to help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're willing to admit that here.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a lot of blame for every reason and the things that's happened, and not saying where your learning lesson of where you got to improve at to be a better business owner and business operator now.
Mm-hmm.
But you smart as hell, mm-hmm, on how you operate, and you know business, and you can get the money.
Mm-hmm.
But you also got to take account for when your missteps, so you can learn from those. Mm-hmm. I want you to learn from the missteps on how you was able to get screwed out of a get kicked out of a building, how you mishandled and what happened when you mishandled Shopify for them to freeze your money and the things that happened there, how you don't allow that to happen again, right? Mm-hmm. How you take people's money and not be in a position to give them a refund. Mm-hmm. How do you get in that position, never get in that position again? But you pivoted and learned how to sell the product for a way and say, I still could sell the same product, change my price and change my business structure and still make it profitable and do $10,000 in a day, which is amazing. Average entrepreneur can't do that. Mm-hmm. You're winning. You got a winner's attitude, but you're grown. You still have grown up and maturity to happen. And I speak that because we say a lot of people want to get into business, but every level of life, you grow with maturity from experiences and the things that you experience when you actually try.
Correct.
So, going into it,
I definitely take accountability a lot, because like in the position when everyone was asking for a refund, that's why I said the word scam, because in reality a lot of people didn't get their stuff. So it took me literally 2 years to figure out a system on how can I get people their stuff, because remind you, Shopify wouldn't even let me get access to any of my customers' data or nothing. Like,
imagine ordering a bracelet 2 years later for your kids. You order Soraya a bracelet at 6 months, you get it with you too. Yo, you can't even fit it no more.
So what I did was I ended up hiring someone on Fiverr to create systems. So I started my Shopify store over literally four times, and it got Shopify shut it down literally four times. Thank God the one that's going today is still running. So I had someone on Fiverr to literally take.
You can't thank God for your Shopify still running. You have to know why it's still running.
That is true.
You know,
I'm with you with that. It's running because I learned from past mistakes and I realized what lanes to go in and how to create systems to make sure that
it don't get shut down.
It don't get shut down again. But also Shopify, my business, I don't know if I should say this like on camera or something, but like my business is not in my name. That's why it's not getting shut down. I'm not operating my business as my name as of right now. So my business operating in someone else's name under someone else LLC, and we're taking a profit to fund his and her drink collection to pay off.
So you money launder.
Is that money laundering?
That's not money laundering.
I mean, it's a partnership.
We funding the business to.
And they get a percentage?
No. They don't get a percentage.
Hold on. They know it's in their name, right?
Yeah, of course.
Not of course, because sometimes
they know it's in their name.
And they don't want anything from the business.
No.
Meaning if you make $1 million, they're on the hook for the taxes.
They don't. We got audit. We gonna handle it all.
Well, I mean, on a handshake.
Nah, I got them for life.
Maybe.
Yeah,
that's tough.
We'll see. But listen, I think we are seeing a court case, a very high profile court case, that when they was in the streets, they were like, yo, for life, I'll take the charge, my man. Right now, y'all see them testimonials? It was him. Thug. I don't know his real name, but it was he the one. I'm not saying you would do that.
I lost my train of thought. I was explaining something.
But you just identify something that you don't have a business and you can't leverage it because you can't even go, the income doesn't count for you. Nothing in that business model, what you just said, can allow you. You're operating illegally. And then also you get no benefits from the operation. It's not in your name. So the person whose name is in one, like he says, responsible for the taxes, but then let's not even go the negative route. They reap all the benefits of having state of income that they can claim to say that they make. So you can't go get another loan. You can't go do anything. You have to completely use them at their discrepancy of what they allow you to do and benefit from having an income.
Mm-hmm. So the truth is.
No. Wait. I want to keep going. That has to stop. I'm not even willing to help you build another system out until we correct that.
Right.
Because you can't build a system on somebody else's foundation. It's like saying, yo, come help me build this high rise. I'm going to help me build this skyscraper that's going to be worth $1 million, $2 million on somebody else's land. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you gotta own the land, the foundation. We got to fix and let's go get your foundation right and figure out what does this have to look like before we start building up, because it's not yours.
Can I get my viewpoint? So since I'm young, since you guys,
because she's smart,
since you guys are young, I mean, since I'm young, like you guys say, I don't have no kids. I have someone who, you know what I'm saying, like, look out for me. I'm in a position of redemption. I'm in a position of trying to figure out what is the next step. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I do truly understand that I have to get the business back in my name, but how can we do that? We need cash flow. So we had to come up with a solution. Trust me, 2 years I sat on trying to solve all the problems that couldn't be solved until I get cash flow. So that's the reason why I said, yo, I know how to create a business. I know how to create an LLC. I done did this. Let's run it up again. Let's take all the profit money. Let's reinvest, pay the business off. And then I told my friend, because the business is called Not In Your Closet, I'm storing her clothing line. So it's like she's benefiting off of it, because everything that I know, I'm teaching her, you know? And so right now, I don't want to take out loans right now. That's not my goal right now. Right now, I don't, you know, I understand, like, how I'm not benefiting right now, but I'm completely cool with that because I done lost.
No, because even when you get a merchant account, you got to send tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
You got to send bank statements and mm-hmm. things like that. And none of it's in your name or in your company name.
That's what I'm saying. Right now at this moment, that's not my viewpoint. That's not my focus.
You're just looking how to get some money.
I'm not looking at how to get
money. No, how to get money rate to be able to clean and fix the situation.
Yeah, that's all I want to do right now. Like I said, if all this fail at the end of the day, I got my degree, I go get a job. But right now, I'm just
good. I was going there because you got a great degree, too.
A lovely degree, you know?
And you got it from a good college and a good school.
That's why, when it comes to numbers and everything, I know what I'm doing. So this is my ultimate goal. I understand I got all my bank statements lined up. I'm an accountant. I know how to do my own accounting, my own, you know, Excel, everything. I got everything wrote down to see what I need to do to make this all go away and to pretty much get it right. Once I get it right, I'm fine with completely starting over with His and Her Dream Collection at $0. I'm completely fine with that because, like I said, I'm only $25. I still got 5 years before I'm 30 to make this a $1 billion company. So my goal is to use this business, make the money, and once again, the profit, we only sell them for $1. So imagine how many people are coming on our website because they attracted to this dollar necklace, right? They come on our website, they see 100 different other necklaces. So they're like, oh, I want this for me. But then they're like, oh, I can get this with my boyfriend name on there. I can get this with my grandma name. So
I'm sorry, and you add an extra $11 to each order? Or
no.
I can buy six of them.
The first necklace is $1. Every necklace after that is $10. I'm only giving you that first necklace for $1 to drive you in. So if a person,
she's so smart.
If a person only buys a necklace for $1, just one product, then we're not losing the profit. But if you buy 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we're making over 100% profit off the necklaces. And then, like I said, the products we sell is personalized, right? So we say the perfect gift for the perfect person. When people come on our website, we did the data. They normally to buy between 3 to 6 necklaces. That's who buys, like, the most. That's what the data says. So I know when people come on our website, they be like, oh, I don't know if I want gold, silver, bronze. I don't know if I want this name or that name. So it's like, I don't know if I want a number. Like, it just go.
I want to clap for you first.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
I was a knucklehead at her age. I was impressed.
With the way that you think and your business acumen.
Thank you.
Because she said, everything she said, this is what the data says.
Mm.
You know how long it takes for people to get to a point to say,
100%.
I'm looking at the data, and if you know all of this, and you said you got $80,000 in debt,
mm-hmm.
and they're willing to settle at
30%,
why are we not just turning up and going and just getting that paid off? You should be able to get that paid off within 30 to 60 days.
Yeah, there's no reason you should have made $2,000 last month. You're just not even trying. You're not like giving. You're not trying.
So I'm gonna tell the truth. I'm still.
You haven't been telling the truth.
No, I was still. I'm telling the truth as in that's just a statement before I tell the truth again.
Okay.
I'm still kind of traumatized from what I went through 2 years ago. And like I said, I'm just literally just now being able to go back. The only reason my other pages are successful, so my main page, CEO.Dream, I don't even post on there because I'm still traumatized. Like, I'm scared to go in there and be like, oh, do this shot with me. Cause it's like, that's the page where the customer's coming from in the first place. Oh, what I was telling you was, you asked me how did I solve the problem with customers not getting their stuff. So I went on Fiverr and I found someone, and I had to create a system where all the orders is imported into the system. And so now when someone email us about they didn't receive their order from a couple of years ago, only thing we have to do is look up their order number in the system, put store credit or refund or reprocess, whatever they want, and then we'll just give it to them like that. And then in the accounting system that I created, I'm able to be like, if we lost. So at the end of every week, I look at the data at the end. If it's green, because I like, no, I do macro and micro. So if it's green, then it's like, okay, boom, we made profit. If it's red, it means we lost profit. But as of right now, we've been green. So
you don't need to do business, like, quit. I got a company called Recession Proof. I got a few different businesses that I got.
Oh, for sure.
Because if you're not making money, I do got a job for you. Where you? Because 2,000 last month, I'm willing to give you 3,500.
I could do all. Because let me tell you, the thing about business is automations and systems. You don't have to know work. My goal in life is to buy back my time. Mm-hmm. That's why I want to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
That's why you want to be, or you are an entrepreneur. You don't work for nobody. You work for yourself.
Well, yeah,
for sure. You are an entrepreneur.
Yeah. So you owe $80,000 still, correct?
Uh-huh. Yes.
To these customers.
Right.
And once
not to the customers, too.
Oh, so hold on. Did you get the loan and then pay the loan off, pay the customers off with the loan? Or you got the loan?
No, she's scamming people and kept their money. They ain't get their money back. They got to still email and try to get
it's
it back.
It's over with.
No, right. It's not. They still, she got a system off of Fiverr.
Yeah.
If they email in, she could tell where
they're
working.
If they email, you'll refund them. But if they don't email, it's over with. You got that.
My goal is in the future, once we get concrete and get things back, is to send out an email campaign to all the
Hey, look, I know you spent $12 7 years ago. Hey, so, listen, all right, stop feeding me that. You're lying to me. So, hold on. You got a business loan to do what with?
Back then I had got a business loan to pay out.
Let me ask a different question.
Okay.
What did you do with the money from the business loan?
That's a good question.
It's not a good question. It should be a bad question because it should be like,
honestly, I took out the loans to try to pay people to help me with my business, but I got a lot of people that wasn't qualified.
Got it. So you did a business loan,
mm-hmm.
not to correct the business, but to build another business.
No, to hire people in a business that was failing.
To hire people in the business.
That was failing.
Mm-hmm. But it seems like you figured out a way to do it yourself.
After 2 years later.
But the business wasn't necessarily failing. It's just a lot of people didn't get their products.
It was failing to me, not because it was actually, I wish I could go back in time and fix it. But to me, it was failing because I was looking at social media of people saying they didn't get their orders scammed. So it's like I said, I was young, so.
So, okay,
I didn't have a mature mind.
Okay, the whole $80,000, you took out an $80,000 loan,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you owed people $80,000 worth of product.
No, it wasn't $80,000 worth of product.
No, it wasn't $80,000 worth of product.
She said it was $100,000.
$100,000, but Spotify was holding $80,000. And if we can just get Spotify to release the
$80,000.
Shopify to release the $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
You could have took the rest of the money. Did Shopify ever release the money?
They did.
And you did nothing with it. You just took it. You for sure scammed.
When I...
Because I could see if Shopify, you're like, yo, guys, I'm sorry. They didn't release it.
Mm-hmm.
But when they release it, you have a responsibility to at least make whole some of the people. Mm-hmm. You can't just take the money and then you double down.
You got to think about charge base. Shopify charge you $30 per charge.
I understand, but you don't take that money and just do whatever you want with it. You at least try to make it as right as possible.
Mm-hmm.
If what you're saying is true, because you're saying, mm-hmm. I want to go fix it. Mm-hmm. You didn't try to fix it. You just try to do something totally different and try to get some more people to buy something else from you.
Wait.
That's what it seems like.
Buy some more from me from where?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You didn't go to the strip club with the money that they released.
I'll tell you my strategy at the time. When the business was failing, remind you, I'm only 20 years old.
I don't want to hear that ever again. Hey. I don't want you to remind us that you were only 20. Mm-hmm. Because we, even at a, as a 20-year-old, mm-hmm. if people gave you money, mm-hmm. and you're saying some of the money's tied up, or I would send your product, you either take the money and you get their product to them, or you refund as much as you can. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take somebody 30 years old to figure out this is the right thing to do. So okay. we're not leaning on the I'm only 20 thing anymore.
Okay, I was just saying that my mind wasn't, I didn't know any better. I, entrepreneurship wasn't better. Taught, I promise you I didn't.
You didn't know because that, you didn't know that when Shopify releases this money that people paid for, mm-hmm. you shouldn't release the money back to them or get them their product?
Remind you, the world is shut down. So in my head, I saw the billings. I saw the business failing between, like, before my eyes. So I reached out to, like, temp staff to try to hire employees. So I'm thinking me investing into these employees will, like, help me figure out the business.
Employees to do what?
Fulfill orders, employees to do customer service.
The world was shut down, you said.
Yeah, but the goal wasn't to fulfill the orders.
I didn't know that then.
You didn't know that your goal wasn't to fulfill
orders? Because before the business shut down, I had a whole bunch of I'm sorry. That's just something I was saying. We had over 2,000 affiliates. So all these affiliates calling about their customers, custom calling about their customers, we got to pay the affiliates. Like, it was just a lot going on. And the reason I say I was 20, and then I'm in school full-time.
You
can't pay affiliates
for products that... You didn't sell.
I was paying affiliates for products. I was paying employees. Then I was paying the affiliates for products that wasn't able to get fulfilled because China had it on hold or they couldn't operate. So
in your mind, I'd rather pay the affiliates mm-hmm. than to give people their money back.
Because the affiliates keep selling.
The affiliates keep selling.
I didn't. Well, we shut the affiliate program down, but I felt like I had to pay them, you know?
You should. Okay. All right. So I'll give you that pass in thinking I should really pay the people who made the sale versus the people who spent their money and didn't get the product. This is one of the classic cases where there are people that are too smart for their own good and mm-hmm. they get locked up because they figured out some sort of system mm-hmm. and they're so smart they can figure stuff out. But that brilliant mind gets you jammed up. Mm-hmm. You understand how to make some money. You understand how to make a sale. I don't even want to go down the path of how you got 2,000 affiliates because that is just brilliant. But there are a lot of really brilliant people in jail right now because they're so smart. They can always figure out a scheme. They can always figure out a way around it to make sure that they are good. That's a problem. You should have took that $80,000. As soon as Shopify released that money, you give as many refunds as possible. And you go on live and say, yo, we gave as many refunds as possible. China got my money. I got scammed. I'm trying to get the money back from China. I'm sorry, y'all. Or they're saying they're gonna produce it and mail it out. And I'm having a hard time believing.
Let's just talk about $10,000 worth of products from China. I didn't even get the products from the coronavirus. The vendor went straight cold turkey on me.
$10,000, you lost $10,000.
Yes.
Which
No. $10,000, how much I owe them. That's not the including the whole total sales. It's a lot went on in 4 years. And I did not know what to do.
And in that, so, and you made $500,000 that came to you, right?
In the beginning of the stage, people got their stuff in the end. That's when the coronavirus
came. You had a profit margin. Mm-hmm. You made profit. Mm-hmm. Given the client, you made profit. So when them sales came in, the main thing is that you owe people money. How many people do you owe money now? How much money do you owe now? Because you owe 80,000 to people, and the only reason you focus on that 80,000 is because they put liens and judgments on you. So you owe 80,000 for the loan. How much do you owe the customers?
That's a good question. The reason why I don't have the answer to that is because in our system, it will say a lot of orders are fulfilled or unfulfilled or partially fulfilled because we didn't
What's
have
the estimate. You're an accountant. You know a close amount about what you owe people. You know about how much you owe.
I say about 1,000 people didn't get their orders.
What's the number though? What's the amount? What's the amount collected?
The amount collected.
The amount of money you owe.
Probably like 10,000.
Off of 1,000 orders.
Mm-hmm. I don't really don't know the calculations. I know we post had sent the vendor $10,000, but that's when they went cold turkey. No, I'm saying how
much the customers. How much do you owe them?
I don't know.
Dream, you be knowing every number but what you owe people.
I do know how much. I don't know how much I owe the customers because we haven't looked at that data from
why
that
Why wouldn't
store.
You look at that data? That's the most important data.
That's why you started this with and your that's friend.
And that's what made you shut down. And that's what gives you all the anxiety and all the problems that you have and why you're not comfortable getting on your page is those people. How do you not calculate how much I owe these people?
Because if you look at our Shopify store, some orders say fulfilled. And then also we had a system to where you could send stuff with tracking numbers and not with the tracking numbers. And majority of the time people did choose the option without the tracking numbers. So it's like we don't have no record of it. So I would have to like show you the system for you to see that it wasn't a good system.
But with the record that you do have, mm-hmm. you've crunched those numbers to be able to look and be like, damn, I owe. Or I collected this much money of people who did not get their orders.
So honestly, since we don't know, that's why I created a system. So it's like anybody who contact us.
So if you guesstimated, would you say you owe $100,000 out in orders?
No, we didn't. No, it's not $100,000 at all.
She's saying like $10,000, right?
Yeah. And the reason I know it's about $10,000 is because that's how much we was paying the vendor that ran off
on us. Do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Go get $10,000 and pay them people back.
Sell your Cuban.
Do you have $2,000? Do you have
$10,000? How I'm gonna pay them back?
Sell your Cuban.
Do you have
Shopify won't let me refund anyone.
Don't worry, they're gonna email you. Put an email out off your page and in them scam pages and say everybody who I owe who did not get.
We did that.
Send an email.
We did. That's why we got the system. So anytime someone emails us, they can choose. Majority of people choose store credit, literally, because they want the product. And then the products was more expensive back then than what it is now. So
you refund a bunch of people, right? But there's about $10,000 in orders that didn't.
Because you make it sound bad. When you said I made $500,000 and nobody got the orders, it's like, wait. But some of them got orders. A lot of them got orders. You got about 1,000 people who didn't get
some people got their orders.
Out of that 1,000 when everything got frozen.
Some people probably got the wrong necklace.
But you can't find them. You just got to wait for them to reply and
that's
say,
my
okay.
goal.
Every day we're
putting it out there. Even if you go on our website, we have a little thing at the right and it say, do you have a question about your order?
Okay.
So we have a whole system to play. Like I said, I was stuck on it for 2 years, but I finally told myself, hey, we gotta move forward.
And put the right systems in place to do right.
The right
as
system.
As long as you don't, because see what happens is when you duck and you don't want to, it's like, oh, I don't know. And it's no way to remedy a situation mm-hmm. that happened. As long as you remedy situations, most people, the worst thing you can do is duck out on a situation and don't communicate. And don't give an option of, yo, how do we fix this and have a plan to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can move forward from there.
Yeah.
As long as people can email in and you can take care of.
So let me say, because I heard you say, like, it's not, when a situation happened in the past, I honestly didn't know how to do it because, mind you, we owe affiliates money. We owe employees money who mm-hmm. got kids and stuff. You know, it's just so many people we owe money. So I didn't know what to do. But I was like, you know, since the world shut down, let me do.
I got you. I want to move forward. I think I have an understanding. But just for next time, mm-hmm. if I'm that, I'm taking care of my employees first, then the customers, then the affiliates. That's my order. My employees, because they did the work. So I got to mm-hmm. pay them. Then my customers and then the affiliates. You understand that? Okay. Right now, it sounds super messy as Five talked about with you're building a business in your friend's name. And that sounds super messy. I would get out of that as soon as possible. Okay. All right.
That is my goal, to definitely get out of it. And like I said, every profit that we're making is literally going to, every profit that we're making is figuring out the next step of the business. Now, even though the business is in her name, whenever we do transfer over on Shopify, the only thing we got to do is like transfer the owner over, and then we can close that chapter.
And you know, and you're saying in your name, you can't get a Shopify store, right?
If I use my social security number, I can, but.
If you use your social, you can.
Can't.
If I use my social security number, I think I can, but I never tried that route. But if I use anything that's like an LLC attached to my social security number, I can't.
Oh, so if you use a business that's attached to your social security number, then you cannot start the business.
Yeah, because of the UCC line. And like I said, the only thing I have to pay is a couple thousand dollars to get that lifted. So
how much?
A couple thousand.
Like how much?
Like eight.
8,000.
Mm-hmm. That's literally only like 2 months of working with me.
Go. Go make the $8,000 and start the company yourself. So you ain't got to be put. Yo, that's a dangerous situation because your friend is liable for these. Let's say there's so many issues that can go on. If they're in some sort of legal battle, it's looking like their company is making the money and they have to say, no, I'm not making the money. She's making the money. That's a dangerous situation. Pay that $8,000 and start your own company.
That is true. That is goal. I don't
call your boyfriend, see if he'll give you $8,000 real quick.
I don't
hold you down.
I won't call him and ask him that.
How much you pay for that Cuban?
I ain't buy it.
Don't matter. How much is it worth? Sell it.
I mean, she can't.
Because I said sell it. You can't.
She can't come home with that joint and then he like, yo, where is that? You like, I pawned it.
So
she'll lose her situation.
No.
You don't want her to lose her situation.
I guess I'm trying to get y'all to understand that I understand what's against me. But it's like, you know, have you ever been in a situation where it's like you got to make a decision, you got to do what you got to do, and then you just got to make sure while you're doing what you got to do, you made the right decision?
But here's the thing. I think you're making it too complex. Go get $8,000.
How will I go get it?
You made $2,000 last month. Multiply that.
It wasn't
do
profit.
More work. How much was it? How much was profit? You just told me it's a big profit margin.
The and profit now you margin don't know is,
the numbers. You'll no, be knowing all the numbers.
The profit margin is big. I have a lot of businesses.
Let's say out of $2,000, the profit margin is 50%. Let's say $1,000. Do whatever you do. Use that beautiful brain of yours and go make $4,000 next month.
I think
then it's $2,000 profit. That's $3,000. That's half the money. In a few months, you'll be clear.
Oh, I wish y'all understood me. Hold on,
am I missing something?
I get completely what you're saying, right?
Or let's say the $10,000 that you made Black Friday and the $2,000 you made last month, I'm sure there's some in there. Let's just say it's 50%. Mm-hmm. That's $6,000 that you could put towards the $8,000. Now you only need $2,000. Your boyfriend got that.
It's not really like how you're saying it's not really like that simple.
Explain it. Explain okay. what I'm
Because what did you do with the money that you profited last year?
It had to have a time.
Last month, what did you do with the profit that you made?
Last month, what did I do with the profit?
You got your hair braided?
Outside.
I don't go outside.
Your nails done.
Do you have money in your bank account now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she put it in her bank account.
Or you just kept it?
I have money.
Listen to me. Hold on. No. Hold on. I need to understand. What am I missing about the fact that you need $8,000 to start your own page?
Because, okay, we have more than one loan. There's just the one loan to have a UCC filing against the business. Mm-hmm. This is my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is to rebuild the affiliate program, which is what we're doing now. So far, we got 100 people, and we just did it last week. Rebuild the affiliate program. Redo our email marketing, text message marketing, which we got over 100,000 people. But before I use that strategy, I just wanted to find, if you see that, say hire somebody, because who do I hire? Because I have the marketing strategy to put into place. I just want to make sure that it's the right thing.
I'm just telling you the order's wrong. Hold on. I'm just telling you that the order's wrong.
Okay.
You're trying to put sugar on shit.
Yes. You want to build the new systems, get the affiliate program. I'm saying your first step needs to be get $8,000 so you can put the right affiliates and the emails and texts and all that marketing stuff you want to do on your own business.
Even if we do the $8,000, right, we still owe other people loans.
I understand that. But if you get the $8,000, you can at least start the business. You can start a business that's going to make money to pay the other loans.
From my point of view, it is, to me, I don't feel like that's the right thing. But I am here for advice.
You're doing it wrong. Your order of operations is wrong.
Yes.
Sugar on shit does not work. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. You can't go out and say, I'm going to do and go build on somebody else's land. Fix your main problem here first. Fix step one. We understand your brain and your thinking is you have the ability to take step 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 to the moon. But you're not gonna get there trying to do 5, 7, 8 and skip step 1.
How can I fix it?
Sacrifice now.
It's a good start.
Sacrifice now. Mm-hmm. that money that you're making, because we only talking about you made $2,000 on that business. You selling ebooks and things like that. Mm-hmm. You don't have money. Mm-hmm. You don't have income. Mm-hmm. You owe people. You don't got nothing.
Correct.
Your nails done. Your hair done. You got nothing. You got a flight down here. You got nothing.
I drove, but yeah.
Gas. You got nothing. Mm-hmm. You're negative. Mm-hmm. You didn't make no money. You're negative. Mm-hmm. As an individual, all of your companies should be negative or right at operation mm-hmm. to clear off the things that's sitting there hindering you. If you get those bricks off of you, you fly.
Okay, can I
no, get, no, you're a great talker. You're great at talking.
You're saying what I'm saying, but it's like,
listen, you okay. You're not listening. If you pour water on a brick, it goes everywhere. If you pour water on a sponge, it absorbs it. Absorb what I'm telling you. Fix step one. So all of those great things and great plans that your brain has conjured up can actually make sense and work. Absorb that you have to fix this first mm-hmm. and do whatever you need to do to sacrifice to fix this. Because when you make all that money and then I'm going to come back, no, don't spend the block. Just handle it on the way out.
That's what I'm doing.
No, you're trying to spend back by building a business. I want to do this and build this marketing system out on her business so I can come back and pay these people off that I owe. No, you pay these people off that you owe so then you can go do the marketing.
How do you do that with no money? You have to make the money in order to pay the people.
Sacrifice with the money that you're able to generate now, double right. down and give it to him. Because he just asked you, you made $2,000 last month. How much did you give? You got all a Cuban business? On your neck. Give it away. I don't need to be cute.
Yeah, I can be ugly.
I don't gotta be cute. I don't gotta be. I don't. My nails don't need to be done. I don't need a watch. Is that a Rolex?
No.
Okay, I was hoping it wasn't. I didn't want to jump in, but I'm like, yo, you better not have a Rolex on it. And that's the situation. Yeah. You gotta make the sacrifices.
Okay. Here's the thing that I just really feel like y'all not hearing me on. Mm-hmm. Everything that I'm doing today is a sacrifice. I left Houston to come to Mississippi. That's a sacrifice. I left everything. I don't have no expenses. Sacrifice. Every dime that I'm making is going towards my business. Every single dime.
Here's the thing. I don't doubt that. It's just going to, there's a bunch of things in your business. It's just the money is going in the wrong direction. You trying to buy more product, more service. You have to get this business out of your friend's social security number.
Okay, can I, let me just, let, go see, ahead, let me go explain. Ahead, go ahead, okay,
please.
I have a wall at home, right? Everything that's going on with his and her dream collection is on the dry erase board. Every loan we have, bank statements from all the banks we have, everything is there. What I'm trying to get you guys to understand is I have a marketing strategy to make money to every dime we make it. I'm checking out the list. That's done. That's done. That's done. You guys saying that I can't put what shit on sugar, sugar on shit, right? That's just it. But hear me out though. I have to generate, regardless of what, if that's me going to work a job, whatever it is, I have to generate money in order to put the sugar on the shit, right?
No.
No? Well, I have to generate, however I'm saying is I have to generate money. You guys keep saying that I need to sacrifice. I am sacrificing. Like, that's what I'm doing every single day. I have to make money. I have to create marketing strategies to make money so we can pay it off. Once we pay it off, you're right. It's time to go. And the systems are already there. I don't think I got to do is switch it over to my name. We taking off.
You can't. I don't know if you could just switch it over to your name. But no, I'm with you on that. I'm just saying on your list, there's a bunch of things that you need to pay off, right? Mm-hmm. I'm saying, and what Five is saying, is your top priority is this $8,000 or whatever you're saying you need to pay so that you can start a page in your own name. Do you understand that part?
I think we're saying the same.
No, we're not saying the same thing. Because here's the thing. I'm not.
What's up, podcaster or soon to be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. Two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand,
your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal. Okay, unless you're saying, my number one goal is to make $8,000 in the business using these marketing strategies so that I can pay off this $8,000 and quickly get this thing in my own name. Is that what you're saying?
My goal is to get my business in my name as quickly as possible.
Okay, good. Okay, we're on the same page then.
But that's why I said I don't think y'all understand me, because only reason I'm having an affiliate program, doing all this was already built in the business. I'm just redoing it. I'm doing all this stuff so I can make money, so I can take the first step to figure out what I need to do. Then I need to reach out to all the loan companies and say, hey, how much would you sell it for? We got it on the table right here. Because if I don't, I'm going to end up getting a UCC filing again against the business.
All right, I think we're good.
Okay. So do we put a time frame on when you have the business in your name and switched over? Because it's only $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
You can make money. I think that, okay, let's go past that.
I don't think
that
she wants to get it out of her friend's name, though.
Of course.
I'm being honest with you.
That's
not the number one priority. And there's something, and I don't know what it is. It's something you're not telling us. And I don't know what it is.
Like what?
I don't know. There's another factor in here somewhere where there's, and maybe it's not. I don't know.
It's literally all the factors. When I was in Houston, got a warehouse, had employees, had affiliates. The coronavirus came.
I'm not talking about that right now. We're talking about today moving forward.
Today moving forward.
What's your number one priority? Let's see. There's a pop quiz. Number one priority is?
To put the business in my name.
There you go. But you don't think that's your number one priority?
That's been my number one priority.
Okay.
Why would I want my business? I had to put my business in someone else's name to operate at the moment.
I think we got it.
Yep. Okay. So now.
Because we've got to wrap this up. Because I just want you to be legit. That's it.
Yeah.
I got so many questions. So many.
Go for it. Give me one.
My question is, I'm trying to figure out what systems do I put into place. That's pretty much, I understand, you know, the advice on getting the business in my name, which that's always been a goal. But I think that you guys not understanding my viewpoint of that, because that been my goal, making money, sacrificing, that been my goals. I'm just trying to figure out, like, what systems am I putting into place? Who do I hire? Because the business, it can grow. Like I said, we already making money, and I'm not even advertising like that. Then I have these other businesses. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, who do I hire? What do I do next?
I don't think the question is who do you hire? I think the question is, what is my objective? And I know we know the objective. The thing that's standing between you building this business on someone else's land and yours is an $8,000 number, correct? Mm-hmm. The question is, what's the best way to get $8,000? What's the best way to get $8,000? Well, go ahead.
We're reluctant to help you build something out and you're not operating in the right capacity. I'm reluctant to give you advice and structure things if you're not headed down the right path. I don't want to tell you how to go 100 miles an hour the wrong way, because it's not only you going 100 miles an hour the wrong way that you potentially hurt yourself, but you potentially hurt somebody else. Mm-hmm. So giving you advice on what you need to do to go make more money or what you need to do to build your business out would be a bad position for me. Your main focus is repair, not build. I will focus on repair, not build. If I help you build too much, I don't have the full capacity, the full belief in you and your capacity for the things that you say and the way you interpret things to do the right thing. I think you look at things wrong and you got a wrong positioning on business and how you need to grow. I feel like you're very smart, and I feel like you potentially can be a good and are a good person, but you have to get out of your way and you have to get out of your way and get away from what you used to do. You're not there when you was making that money coming in no more. You're not profitable. You're not a person doing $500,000. I think you're stuck and you want to get back to that. And you want to get back to that life. You had a penthouse. You had a nice car. You made it out. You're not the person who made it out no more. You're the person who owes people, and you're in. You ain't out. You're in debt. You're in the show. You're in a bad position. And you have to grasp that and grasp that I'm building out of this dark place. I have to build out of this in a positive way, not go and make money and try to get my life back.
How do I pay it off?
That's where it comes to. You have to focus there. And that's why I'm saying that you, it's not about hiring more people. It's about repairing and getting things into your name and figuring out, okay, I may have to go get a job. You have an accounting degree. You may need to go get a job in accounting and use your degree. And
recession proof is hiring.
No, not necessarily I'm hiring, but you, but reality, because I know, because we in a, I'm in a serious mode. You need to generate income and figure out how to get this off of you. And if you're, you do operate these other businesses and they can make some money, that's fine. But I think that you need to not focus on becoming a super entrepreneur right now and building out all these amazing affiliate programs and correct, and then come from a good state and build off a clean slate and implement all of these things. And that makes you an asset to not only yourself, but it actually makes you an asset to the entrepreneur community and everybody else that's out there looking and watching that, no, we're not going to build on somebody else's land. No, we're not going to put sugar on shit. We're going to actually fix this and build something that's sustainable, that it's positive, that has a positive outcome and is not being built on shaky land where you owe all these people. And now when the money comes in, we have to leave it up to your judgment and your vices and anything that is appealing to you at the time, that this money can potentially go and where it can go to. I help you make $100,000 and I see you in Turks. It's like, damn, I just added to the problem.
I guess it all go back to like a person's character, because
and your character showed that you are not the person with your character and your mindset and your experiences to make the right decisions. Because I wouldn't even went and built a business with somebody else's name when they tell me I can't get an LLC. I'm not going to figure out a workaround to get an LLC and build all this on these people money, on these loan companies and owning things. It's like, yo, I'm trying to figure out how do I get this shit off my shoulders first.
Well, I guess everything you're saying is literally what I'm saying, but it's always a first step to everything. The first step is income. I have to make income regardless of, like you said,
not a business.
What's wrong with having a business?
Because the things that you did in business previously shows that.
And it's not your business. You know what I mean? If I was you, I don't know who is the friend? It's like your best friend?
Yes. But can we talk about like.
How to make some money?
It ain't about, making it about money. If it was about money, you feel me? Like.
You sat in that seat and the first thing you said is you scammed.
Hold on, because I want to hear.
I scammed intentionally. Okay.
We're making about money, but you were about to say something.
It's not about money. To me, it's about community. When you build a community, the money will follow along. Then you take your money, then you reinvest into your laws.
I didn't think you were going to say that. What does community have to do with this whole conversation?
I'm going
to
tell you why. Okay, I got 8 pages, right? Everything I do is focused on community. Everything. Every last one of my pages, even with my book, is a community. When you build a community, that's when people support you. Then you, like even with the dollar necklace sale, I sell the necklace for a dollar. I'm building the community, and then I'm going to take the profit, and then I'm going to invest into my business.
Build a community, then take the profit.
And put it back into his and her dream collection.
Okay. This is a much longer conversation. Because there's something that's not clicking right now with you. You can't tell me that a couple years ago you figured out a way to make $500,000 and now you have no idea how to go out and make $8,000. You can't tell me that. You can't tell me that on Black Friday you figured out a way to make $10,000. And now you can't figure out a way to make $8,000. You can't feed me that. It's like sometimes you understand clearly and you get it. And other times you just play dumb.
No, I do. I do understand.
So what I'm going to press you to do is there's a million ways that we can teach you how to make this money. But first, I'm trying to help you understand how bad this situation is that you are building. So there's two buildings, right? Two buildings. You mm-hmm. built out a warehouse before. Mm-hmm. Two warehouses. Would you rather build out a warehouse and put a bunch of money into a warehouse that you don't own, that you're renting to somebody and they can kick you out and now they have an improved property? Or would you rather build out a warehouse where you own? Which one?
The honest, I start off with the first one.
Unbelievable.
Because you can't go with the second one if you don't have the money.
Unbelievable. I didn't say that. I'm not saying, would you rather go get a loan in your name and buy it? I'm saying, would you rather improve, if it's all the same, would you rather improve someone else's building or yours?
Mine's.
Are you sure? Not really, right? That's what I'm saying. There's something clicking. This is the last thing we're going to say, okay? You need a coach that you're actually going to listen to. Because no matter what we say, we can talk in circles for the next 30 minutes.
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Told from a unique black perspective, from Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of black stories, black truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie, man. They sent me this Eufy lock. Think about being on a couch. Someone rings the doorbell. Your child left their key at school, and they need you to get off the couch to open the door. Well, you don't have to do it anymore with this Eufy lock. You can open, unlock, see who's at the door all on your phone. It's super easy to install. You can set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. It's keyless entry, so it's no more fumbling for your keys when your hands are full coming from the grocery store. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Listen, you put your fingerprint on there, You got your bags, you put one finger out there, boop, you get to unlock your door that way. No battery anxiety. You don't have to worry about the battery dying. Quick charging. It's incredible. Also, passcode unlocking and remote control with a 2K clear sight camera so you can see who's at the front door. You're in control anywhere from the app. Enhanced night vision. It's absolutely incredible. No monthly fee either. So unlike other brands that charge a monthly fee, you have recordings locally, and you don't have to pay for the storage. Customer support is on 10. Listen, Eufy is on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by our professional customer service team. Listen, you can contact them anytime, telephone, email, or live chat. Okay, listen, you need this Eufy lock. You need to look it up. All you have to do is go to the official website, Eufy, EUFY.com. I just ordered mine, okay? I love this product. It is incredible. It's a game changer. It makes life so much easier, right? So if you have a video doorbell already or any smart lock, it's time to replace it. So listen, search Eufy, EUFY, video lock. Search Eufy Video Lock. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. Okay? You can get a complete control of your front door, your life, back door. Incredible. Okay? So search Eufy, EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock.
But there's something not clicking yet. And maybe it's not me. Maybe it's not Five. Maybe it's some other mentor that you really can connect with. But something's off and we just don't have enough time to find it.
You want an outcome. You have an outcome that you're looking for in your head. And that's all that matters to you. You have an outcome that you're looking for, and you have a way that you paint it in you in your brain. This is a part of the immaturity of where you still have growth, because in your mind, you know what you want to do, you know what you need to do, you just need help doing it, and you don't know what you need to do, and you don't know what you have to do. You don't know, but you have the confidence that I can do it, and I know what I need to do. And that's where it's not clicking. It's your ultimate confidence in yourself is your problem. You believe in your ability to think and execute and put a plan in place, and it's the right way, and you're stuck on it. And you're stuck on it. When we're telling you something else, and you're like, no, that's not where I'm trying to go. And it's like, we're telling you where you got to go. From experience, being able to do these things, you have to improve on your listening skills and your being able to be coachable. See, you graduated in a class of 27. You the one who made it out of your city. You went and you had a high rise. You went and you made money. You got a lot of confidence in yourself. You have a lot of things to stand on and reasons to be confident in yourself. But people who gain success, the ones who maintain success and really become great, the more success that they gain, the more they realize they don't know anything. The more that they realize how much help they need. The more they realize that I have to be coachable. I have to be able to listen to other people. I have to be trainable to continuously be great and continuously grow. And in this conversation, you're not really being coachable or even taking in the things that are being said because you were looking for guidance down a path that you wanted to go down, that you feel like is best and you feel like needs to happen. And when it's like, nope, it's redirected, it doesn't need to go that way, you're like, no. And you being real stubborn on the way that you want to do it and how it needs to go in the order of operations that you think is best fit. Until you allow somebody to coach you into a manner and be able to listen, you're going to be stuck.
I do have a question. So
No, because we're like kind of behind on time. But go ahead, last question.
You made the statement and you was like that I have to fix my warehouse, right? My situation, right? And only thing I said in return was I have to figure out how. And you mentioned I should get a job, right? That's what I should do.
Generate income. Yeah, you got to get some income. Your CPA is taxes.
So I mentioned that my way of generating income is to build a community, push a product, make the profit, pay off $8,000 and whatever else the debt is. But somehow it's getting like conflicted that's not my ultimate goal. Cause you're saying I should generate income, and I'm telling you like how I'm trying to generate income, but you're saying that I'm trying to build something on somebody else's land.
I think that's a good plan.
But
I think it's a good plan.
No, it's not.
No, it is. It is. If you're gonna build a community,
you're building a community.
Push a product.
You're building a community in a business model that you failed at and didn't do the right thing by before.
We don't know what the community is for. You might be assuming that it's about this. Is it about this, the community?
No, that's what I was trying to tell you guys. Anything going on in his and her dream collection, I'm not really pushing it. I'm finding other things to figure out how to save this business. That's why I came here today, because I wanted questions on how do I save this business. I understand you saying I got to, pay the $8,000. That's cool. I understand that. I knew that before I came through the door.
Yeah.
But this business have over 100,000 customers. It have the data. What is next to when I pay this $8,000? Because like you said, I can make that quick. No problem. Yeah. I got different communities. I got different screens of income.
Right.
Whatever dime I'm making off his and her dream collection, I'm not touching it. Not one dime. That's why I got my other businesses. So therefore, in the process of me building this business, which is why I came here for clarity on that, I have my other income to either invest into that or to live off of. But I have, in the process of me, like...
In all fairness, can we get that other business that it is? Because we got to end. But in all fairness, because that's what you came for. What's the business you got to
be quick?
And shoot into it. What is the business and what is it built around? The main focus that you need to focus on, the one you want to build community around and be able to... What is that?
I have a quote page called To Keisling. And that quote page is a community of like really anybody. I just post like quotes. So that page got 236K followers. So anytime every time I post a quote, at the end of the quote, it'd be like have like 100,000 likes. People always see the product. So right now the engagement is like 6.9 million. So that's how his and her dream collection
what's
can
the,
make
what's
sense.
The page?
To Keisling. T-A-K-E-A-S.
Because what product is it?
The To Keisling page?
Hold on, I'm sorry. Spell it again. Hold on 1 second. Say it again.
T-A-K-E-A-S-L-Y-N-N.
To Keisling. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're going to go look at it. But you said, okay, so I get it. So now you got a page with high engagement.
I have four pages with high engagement.
And when they off the quotes and things like that, that's where you push it to a product.
It's cap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cap. Lots and lots and lots of cap.
Cap on what?
This page.
How?
You have 237 followers. 270.
You're on the wrong page.
237,000 followers?
Oh, okay.
Okay, 237,000 followers. This quote, survived too many storms to be bothered by raindrops.
That's a new page. Click on it. There's a I'm girl trusting God. So that's a new community that I'm building.
Okay, but it's on this page. It's on the same page.
I shared it.
I understand. Okay, give me one.
Go to a real Tekeeslin page.
Okay, Tekeeslin. I got it. No worries.
Every quote I post.
I give wife. I give business partner. I give mom. I give best friend. I give the realest. Need you on your team. Don't fumble me. This is you, right? 3,798 likes. That's this page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess how many comments?
I mean,
none.
Keep scrolling. Some of them have a lot of...
I'm going to keep scrolling. It is absolutely... it's almost impossible. I'm looking at a page... can't believe I used to let a dude with no money piss me off every time. 5,740 likes, 5 comments. Something's happening here.
Do you?
And
buy
you're not
likes?
About to get on here. Hold
Do you
on.
Buy
no,
likes
no, no,
and
no.
Comments?
We not about to get on here and act like this is a community of faithful followers. 9,000, we got CEO Dream. This is just CEO Dream. You have two choices in life. You can leave with it or you can rock with it. 9,453 likes, 2 comments. This is impossible to happen on an organic page.
Look at this page and tell me if it's organic.
I'm looking at the page that you just sent me.
Look at it from my phone though.
Nah.
So you can see whatever. It's like 4.5 million engagement. And remind you, I post like 4 times a day. So some might not get as many likes. Okay. Like this one got 11,000. This one got 25,000.
Likes, right?
Look at
what page is that though?
No, give me one of the pages that you're talking about. So
that's another page. Is that's not the page?
It's the same page.
I have 5 pages. Yes, it's the same page.
Tekeeslin.
And the one that got long, you probably be talking about the he ain't shit for real page.
So why am I seeing no 2 comments?
I post every day. It might not relate. You got to know your audience. So sometimes when I realize that a guy, I get a lot of coming, so that's why I created the new page so I can strictly talk about guys.
Are you on it to where you only seeing her one page, or are you looking at, because you getting collaboration posts too?
That's why I'm trying
but
to
but
yeah,
still,
understand.
Okay, listen, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening.
What you think happening though?
I don't know.
Like if you look at like my main page, I always say that I literally just started a new page yesterday and it's already at 500 followers. Like I love creating. If you look at my TikTok, Facebook, Threads, I always love creating new pages and just growing the followers quick.
Okay, this is the 237.
The same exact page.
4.5 million accounts reach. Okay, so let's do this. She said, look at the analytics. I'm going to look at the analytics. Just tell you everything. Accounts reach.
I'm trying to see where David was going with this.
I don't know.
This ain't right. What you trying to say?
It's impossible to have 11,000 likes and 5 comments.
No, not really. It's a quote page.
So we were about to go and say you was buying followers.
Yeah, that's why I heard you say that. So
I was like, no, but she's not.
Let me see.
I can prove it.
Top cities. No. Your analytics do it. It's top cities.
I don't buy followers. It's real. I could start a page right now and get 10K by next month. I just did it. I just started that he ain't a page and it said 10K. And I did that in 4 weeks.
See, you pop a lot of like that, and that shit right there you just pop is the shit that can get you money.
That's why I'm here.
Like, you can go help people start pages.
That's why I'm. That's why I came here for. I that was my fault because I led this conversation with this, but I came here because
yeah,
I'm
you
like,
started on a bad, and I'm gonna keep it real with you. You started somewhere that is not. You got to understand this conversation isn't just for you,
right?
This conversation is for everybody watching,
right?
Once you led into that, you took
that was
the,
my fault.
You
yeah.
let the conversation. This is where it's at. But that was real because that's the real reality. That's what bothers you the most.
Yeah, it is.
And that's what you really need the most help with. Mm-hmm. Because if you can get that off of you, mm-hmm. you got so much potential. You got so many opportunities to make money. You got the businesses and the hustle to do everything.
I created, like, I guess I'm not understanding because I created a system to right my wrongs. Like, I guess I'm still because, like, when I came, it's like, y'all, like, picturing out to be, like, I'm trying to be flashy and this, but it's like, I'm creating systems, I'm creating Excel sheets, I'm matching data, like, I'm really trying everything to figure out how to solve the problems.
Are you running ads to this page?
Never. Look at the, it tells you.
Yo, she's stopping Dave. Dave, step your content up, man.
This real.
Step your content up,
you go to
up,
TikTok,
Dave.
I got 316K followers, it's real, this me.
The analytics are cooking. Them posts wasn't clicking, though. Them posts didn't make sense. No way you get 9,000, okay, no comments.
We reached 132,000.
It'll tell you if you ran an ad, right, on there.
Mm-hmm. Non-followers is 126,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, wait. Well, I guess.
Is that a post? That's a post.
It's a post.
Yeah. Because they're shared. So when you do it, I looked at her story on the reshares, people sharing it. So she's making shareable content. Content page is a little bit different. When you put them posts out, people are sharing them to their stories.
Yes,
so it's reaching a lot of different people, yep, when they go in and looking at that post. They may not engage on it. They
We're
may screenshot
it.
To
what? Like what type, what other page?
When I do a post, right? People engage with me because it may be funny. So if you look at, like, let's go here. Right now, my story, right? This is getting shared crazy.
A quote page ain't looking to come in. They looking to share what they can relate to.
It's like when we screenshot. So I know it's going to be on here somewhere.
So the quote page, okay. This is.
That damn kick video, right? That me and the circle did.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We did that kick video, getting out the cars. 25,000 likes, 1,600 comments, right? When I look at—
So Justin LaBoy is a quote page, right?
Yeah.
But his comments be way different.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to understand what this is, what's happening. And maybe
it's
something I
just
don't
understand. Whole other path, though, that we realistically, you don't got time
and
for.
And I Can't Get Over You, the $12.99, the book.
Mm-hmm.
Are these people buying the book?
Yes, I have sold 400 copies so far. And I got it digital and physical. And I only paid $600 for it, and I already made $4,000.
And what we do with the $4,000?
Invested into his and her drink collection. Literally.
Okay. I got to go. We're behind, right? We're extremely behind. You did a great job. Okay, make sure y'all follow. Make sure y'all follow Dream, okay?
Are you sure?
She's brilliant.
Are you sure?
Make sure y'all follow. I got to go, though, because we're a super behind. Pleasure meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.